You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
So earlier this week, Willow Jean Prime and Rino Tirikatine were made the co-chairs of the Labour Māori Caucus, which is the largest Māori caucus that the party has ever had while in government. With a range of areas and issues to deal with in relation to Māori and New Zealand in a whole, Prime and Tirikatine hold a large amount of importance within the party. To hear more about their roles, I talked to Willow Jean Prime about her position and started off by asking about what it entails.
Well, I am one day into the job, and while I have been a member of Māori Caucus before, I obviously haven't had this role before. So how I see the role is the co-chairs, Whenua Tirikatine and I, and we have a team of 15 Māori MPs within the Māori within the Labour Caucus. So this is our largest team that we have ever had of Māori MPs in Parliament. And so our role really is to help coordinate things as a team. We have a weekly meeting when we're in Wellington, usually on a Tuesday, which is Māori Caucus. And at those meetings, we chair those meetings. So we set the agenda, chair the meetings. And that is an opportunity for us to receive ministerial reports, new legislation that might be being developed. We'll get reports on that and we'll discuss and debate it and also form positions on that and report it back to the wider Labour Caucus. But there are other things that we do, for example, speaking on issues on behalf of the Labour Māori Caucus, but we also have several ministers and MPs that can do that as well. So, and for me, I also have the honour and privilege of being one of the assistant whips and bringing that over into my role within Māori Caucus as well. And that really is about making sure that things are really organised as a team for health business and for select committees and to try and get the best out of our team members. So with so much talent in our team, making sure that we are using it in lots of different areas to benefit Māori.
And what experience do you and Rino bring to the Māori Caucus?
Yes, well, Rino has been a Member of Parliament for a lot longer than I have been, so I would defer to him as my tuakana. And so we bring the experience of having been in Parliament, me for the last 3 years and Rino for longer. So we have familiarity with the way that Parliament works, with the way that things work within the party, how politics works. We've got new members that have joined our team, so we are able to provide support to them as they are learning their new roles within Parliament. But we also have relationships with those of our members who are ministers and responsible for a number of portfolio areas. So a lot of communication, coordination, organisation.
And what are the main priorities for you going into this next term?
I think the main priorities for us all is to deliver on those things that we campaigned on, the policies that are in our Labour Party manifesto. There are several Māori policies that we want to see implemented this term. I'm really proud of the fact that we've got 5 ministers in Cabinet, 1 minister outside of Cabinet, and we've also got an Under-Secretary covering a wide range of areas. So I'm confident that we will be able to make great progress on all of those areas that are in our manifesto. But not only that, because of course all issues are relevant to Māori, and with such a big team, I'm really hoping that we're going to be able to make sure that our team is spread out across those issues so that there is a strong Māori voice there advocating for Māori within those areas. I'm particularly excited about Nanaia Mahuta's role in foreign affairs, being the first female and Māori female Minister of Māori Affairs. I think that's an exciting portfolio area and something we want to definitely put time and energy into as we rebuild in the COVID recovery. I think the COVID recovery is everybody's main focus, and for our whānau, employment is one of our biggest issues and challenges. But also from the campaign, we heard when we polled every area of the Māori electorates that the number one issue was housing. And we know that there is a lot of work to do there. And Pēni Henare has been appointed as an Associate Minister for a focus on Māori housing.
And how do you plan to work with other Māori members of Parliament, especially with the return of the Māori Party?
Yeah, so we have a good relationship with the Greens already, and of course Marama Davidson is one of the ministers within the executive, and she has some really important responsibilities and areas to work in. She is a whanaunga from Hokianga. I am also from Te Tai Tokerau, so we will continue to work together and support there. In terms of the Māori Party's return to Parliament, I look forward to getting to know Debbie personally and in the role in Parliament. And of course I know Dawidi from some time ago. I think both he and I ran back in 2014. I know that Jacinda Ardern has communicated with the Māori Party and said that we would like to work together on areas that would benefit Te Ao Māori. And so we'll see how that works out over the coming term.
What is the expected impact of having a cabinet where a quarter of it is part of the Māori caucus?
So I think that, one, we first need to acknowledge that this is historic. I don't think we've had this number from within Labor in Cabinet before, and I want to acknowledge the Prime Minister for the selection of the various ministers. With that, though, we know comes a huge expectation from our people, not only of our Cabinet ministers, but also of our whole team of 15 MPs. There are a lot of hopes and dreams and aspirations and expectations that with that number we'll be able to influence within Labor to really address the issues that are important to Māori. I know that our ministers feel the weight of those expectations, and they will be doing all they can to deliver for our whānau.
Okay, and are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, just that I'm really excited about the next 3 years ahead, and it is a real honour and privilege to have this role within the team. As I said to the team, you know, I'm not here to tono tono or order anybody around, but more to be a tono tono for the team. We are a team. Our strength will be that of many and not that of us all individuals alone. And so I'm really there just to support our team to be able to get on and do the really important mahi that has been entrusted in us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.